USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Taliban forces have entered the Afghan capital of Kabul, causing Afghan President Ashraf Ghani to flee the country. In a message on Facebook, Ghani said he left Afghanistan to save its capital city from any further bloodshed. A Taliban spokesperson said Sunday they had entered the presidential palace to negotiate a transfer of power. The rapid advancement of Taliban forces and the quick defeat of the Afghan army have many asking how it happened. Secretary of State Antony Blinken tells CNN that American investments in the Afghan army were unable to produce a defense of the country.
We had invested over four administrations, billions of dollars, along with the international community, in the Afghan security and defense forces, building a modern military with the most sophisticated equipment, 300,000 forces strong, with an air force that the Taliban didn't have. And the fact of the matter is, we've seen that that force has been unable to defend the country, and that has happened more quickly than we anticipated.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow. Made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection say they've seized thousands of counterfeit COVID vaccination cards. Jeremy Scott has more.
15 times in one night, U.S. Customs and Border Protection caught a shipment from China to Louisiana, which contained 51 blank counterfeit vaccination cards. Over 3,000 total were seized in Memphis, Tennessee, that were en route to other cities around the U.S. Officials say there has been a surge in fake vaccination cards after cities such as New York City announced it would mandate vaccine passports at certain businesses starting next month, and a growing number of colleges and universities across the country will require vaccination for students to attend classes in person. The FBI warning back in March that buying, selling, or using a counterfeit COVID-19 vaccination card is a crime. Violators can face a fine and up to 5 years in prison. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo.
You have to try Bingo Treasure, the bingo game you play anywhere. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com from your smartphone, your tablet, or your computer and play Bingo Treasure for free. Play one card, play more. Work your way through the maze of bingo fun. Bingo Treasure is bingo at the next level. Go right now to BingoRadioUSA.com for your free account and free play. Join the bingo revolution. It's free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com.
The search continues for any more survivors from the devastating 7.2 magnitude earthquake that struck the hemisphere's poorest nation of Haiti on Saturday. Hundreds are dead and thousands more are injured. John Clemens has more.
We were able to get through to Cara Buck of Mercy Corps in Port-au-Prince about the damaging aftershocks that could cause even more death and destruction.
So we are hearing a lot about the roads being obstructed, and things are still shifting and moving, right? We had a number of aftershocks even last night.
A tropical storm could also strike portions of Haiti with heavy rain and high winds by Monday.
We could anticipate potentially some heavy rainfall that could affect the situation, but like I said, we're glad to hear that the brunt of this storm should be diverted and not hit the area of the epicenter.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And New York's new governor says she's ready for the task. Brad Bernards reports.
New York Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, a former congresswoman, has mostly labored in obscurity under Governor Cuomo. But as the New York's first female governor, she will almost certainly face a bruising primary battle in 2022. She does intend to run.
I fully expect to. I'm prepared for this. I've led a life working in every level of government, from Congress to local government. I am the most prepared person to assume this responsibility, and I'm going to ask the voters at some point for their faith in me again. But right now, I need their faith, I need their prayers, and I need their support to make sure we get this right.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.